You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This ain't no itsy bitsy spider. Good morning and welcome. It's 7:07 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. A shadowy group of international cyber hackers known as Scattered Spider is now believed to be targeting the airline industry. Itsy Bitsy Spider ruined your vacation.
Oh, that would not be good.
No.
No.
A mysterious gang, which has been linked to data breaches and insurance giant Aflac, and several major retailers in the United Kingdom. You have to say it that way, by the way.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
They have
so.
The trademark, but they say it's okay to use it just like the... In fact, if you don't, if you just call it Aflac.
They'll probably sue you for like messing up their name.
That's right.
Yeah.
Aflac! Anyway, they've wreaked havoc before. And the feds have put out a warning. The FBI has recently observed the cyber criminal group Scattered Spider. Do you ever see one of those spider things where, like, it busts open?
Yeah, that's creepy.
That's right.
And crawly.
Well, just think about it. They're doing that, except they're inside your little cyber world there.
That's not good.
Expanding its targeting to include the airline sector, these actors rely on social engineering techniques, often impersonating employees or contractors to deceive IT help desks into granting access. What? You mean the IT desks would give the green light? They must not have to watch like volumes and syllabuses of training like we do. Oh, my gosh.
These are supposed to be the genius nerds that protect us.
But
come on.
Our company sends out memos like, every email you get is probably a demon from hell.
It's pretty close.
And only 1 in 100's legit.
Probably
they
close.
Might be right. They target large corporations and their third-party IT providers, which means anyone in the airline ecosystem, so to speak, including trusted vendors and contractors, could be at risk. The underground digital crooks, believed to be led by young hackers in the U.S. and U.K.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Have wreaked havoc in recent years, stealing data from corporations and sometimes extorting them. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, part of the Department of Homeland Security, said this in a 2023 security alert about the group. So they've been around for a couple years. They probably only get better at what they're doing. Why don't we get a step up on this thing? I've mentioned this before a long time ago when these things first started to develop. There really has to be a bounty on
yes,
their heads, and
absolutely.
It needs to be an A-team type philosophy. And yeah, I mean, send your best folks out of MI6.
Uh-huh.
Let's send some of our spooks. Let's take some Navy SEALs and special ops folks.
And if literally that's what it takes. Find these people in person.
And light them up.
There you go.
We're not doing trials. We're not doing that ridiculousness. Light them up.
Yep.
Let's light them up and be done with it.
You'd leave a message.
You're found to be involved with this nefarious type activity. You light them up, man. It costs us billions and billions. And not only that, it's gonna lead to death and destruction. You start playing with the airlines.
Yeah.
You're playing with fire. Bad things happen.
And even at the local level, think of people who literally have committed suicide because of the embarrassment of losing everything they own. They didn't want their family to find out about it because of some jerk somewhere, you know, on the other end of a computer who has ruined their life.
Yeah. Earlier this month, Scattered Spider suspected to be behind a major data breach, like I said, at Aflac, potentially exposing Social Security numbers, insurance claims, health information of tens of millions of customers. The crew also believed to be behind breaches at Erie Insurance and Philadelphia Insurance Companies and linked to hacks at Marks and Spencer and other UK retailers. Scattered Spider drew particular notoriety in September of 23 when the group broke into and locked up the networks of casino operators Caesar Entertainment and MGM Resorts International. Remember that? They demanded hefty ransom payments. Caesars was forced to pay about $15 million to restore its network, and I believe it might have been MGM might have said, no, we're not going to pay it or whatever, and it ended up costing them a lot more than $15 million, apparently.
I know it sounds a little old school, but I don't know if I'd mess with the casinos.
These are young punks that have this certain skill set, and they're not afraid. They see it all as challenges. They
And if they only win part of the time, they win.
Well, yeah, look, if you really extort $15 million and you have a way to cash in on that, I guess they do it through, some kind of blockchain, through the cyber currency or whatever you call it, I guess. And that's it's hard to catch up with those folks, but we need to now really put some weight behind these kinds of activities.
I would agree. Absolutely.
And maybe it just should be behind closed doors agreements with, you know, some countries that say, yeah, we agreed, man. We're going to go hardcore here.
Have a little task force, shall we say, and give them a task or two.
That's right. A-team, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Although, you know,
they'd be riding in a VW all-electric bus.
Well, the problem is, you watch the A-team. Nobody ever gets hit. And all the firefights, nobody ever gets hit.
Yeah, it's high skill level.
To try to miss all those people.
Just because you're a keyboard warrior doesn't mean you're any kind of other kind of warrior.
That's true,
however, as they accrue millions and millions of dollars, and they have, they can buy people who will protect them. So, All right. Last year, federal prosecutors in L.A. charged five reputed members between the ages of 20 and 23 with alleged hacking into 12 separate companies. Now the FBI says Scattered Spider might be turning its sinister talents on the airlines, and that's kind of how the story started here. And there are serious groups out there that can wreak havoc, and they're doing it. And I'd like to see somebody who is going to get very serious about a fix. Yeah, if you catch them, and you put them on trial, and you do all that. Now, I say once the fear of God gets into them, if you actually exterminate many of them, maybe some will see the error of their ways. Right? The shooter who ambushed the Idaho firefighters, you heard about this, right? Guy calls in, hey, there's a fire up here. And when they respond, they get shot. Two of them get shot and killed. Another guy was hurt seriously. I guess he's in stable condition now. But they've identified this nutbag as a 20-year-old man. He's dead, too. The Associated Press reported the law enforcement official revealed shooter's age and name. This was a fire that was north of Coeur d'Alene, came into 9/11 shortly after 1:20. Firefighters took gunfire upon responding to the scene. And apparently, this kid, somebody tracked down the grandfather, and he spoke about the kid and basically said that he wanted to be a fireman.
Oh,
he was doing tree work. He wanted to be a fireman in the forest. As far as I know, he was actually pursuing it.
Mm.
And yet, he wasn't like he was a loner, according to the grandpa. He had no reason to suspect he would be involved in something like this.
Wow.
Yeah. Sad and tragic, to say the least.
It is.
Hey, 7:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. It's time for What's Bugging You? This is a chance for you to call in, air it out, whatever it is. Get it off your chest and hopefully feel better. What's Bugging You? 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome another day in paradise. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 7:21. Time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Nathan. What's bugging you?
Hi, morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is no one quite understands the fact that everyone is moving to Florida. What they're bringing with them is their state ideology, their driving techniques, and their traffic with them. So why do we want them to come to Florida?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
I like the way he phrased that, driving techniques. You mean they can't drive?
Look,
yes, that.
You know, it all depends on where they're coming from. I came down here and had to teach everybody else how to drive. So, you know, there's that. And I had to teach them all about food and real bread and everything else. But, no, I mean, I don't know what you can do. I mean, you want to try to be an isolationist state? I don't know. I don't know what the upside, the downsides are. Of course, we found our piece of paradise. We don't want anybody else to spoil it. But unless you can surround yourself like 150,000 pristine acres, be on the beach and lake and all that, you know, you're going to just have to deal with growth like the rest of us.
But despite that, we have been fortunate, despite the Yankees coming from way up north, the turn of the tide of actually how
keeping
people are
Florida
voting
red.
Yes.
Or,
so,
yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we'll let them stay, but then if we find out, you know,
we'll deport them if they vote wrong.
Good morning, Jack. What's bugging you?
Morning, Bob. I'm a retired Army Staff Sergeant, and what's bugging me is how I served 20 years, and here I am seeing our freedoms just being slowly pulled away, not just by politicians, but by big businesses such as Walmart. This last Saturday, and I've been doing this for a few years, I've been going down to Walmart, playing some gospel music, sharing scripture with the public, and I go home. Nothing outlandish, nothing violent, nothing. This last Saturday, I get Officer Snyder coming out, which is a great guy. Awesome. Officer Snyder's awesome. I prayed with him about a year ago. He came out. He said, I knew it was you. I didn't want it to be you. But he had to give me a no trespassing order from Walmart because they didn't want me reading scripture and offending people.
He specifically
Walmart
said that, offending?
Our freedom.
Well, not him. That was the thing from Walmart. Yes.
Right, right. Yeah. The only thing I can think of, and I'm not defending them, I don't know all the details other than what you said, but if they allow you, does that open the door to, you know, real weirdos with some other kind of agenda? That would be really my biggest question there.
And a lot of places do take that approach because it does open a floodgate for them.
Yeah.
I get it. May not always agree, but what would we say if your local radical Muslim or something is down there? Do we have a problem with that? And if you don't, then, you know, fair is fair, but then they've got a business to run.
Some guy with, like, horns out of his head singing devil music.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mark, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is when we call into these large corporations, like yesterday I had to call into my cell phone provider, and it ended up being 2.5 hours of dropped calls, misinformation, calling back in, unannounced transfers, babies crying in the background. Eventually, the 10th person I spoke with had to be a supervisor, where I had to explain all I was looking for and all the bumblesome stuff that had occurred. And then I called the bank, and they offered 10 irrelevant choices. 3 times. That took about 30 minutes to get through, and then I had to wait 30 minutes to speak to an actual human. They do everything to not let you speak to a human. It's just very annoying.
Yeah, and you know what we have to do? Do our due diligence to try to weed out those companies. As soon as you come into that kind of thing, that's a time waster.
Oh, my goodness.
Clearly, they don't care about the consumer's time.
Yeah.
You know, they'll tout how their phone deal is going to save you all kinds of money, but then if you spend 6 hours of your hard-earned life, you give away 6 hours of your flipping life, right, to straighten them out on something, it's not worth it. So, yeah, we got to start weeding them out. Don't do business with those people. Good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is Alligator Alcatraz. Now, first, let me say I love the name. That's great. And we do definitely need more bed space for illegal immigrants. So that's great, too. But what's bugging me about it, Bob, is how fast this is happening. Because if you remember back in the tinfoil hat days, the kooks used to say that the government was building these FEMA camps and they were going to herd us all into them if we got out of line and didn't follow the progressive agenda. Well, okay, so now they've proved that they can do that in a matter of days, have this gigantic camp set out in the middle of a swamp. It's kind of like the kooks were right. Thank you, Bob.
Oh, yeah, good point. Jeff, what's bugging you?
I believe I just heard the term irrelevant choices mentioned, and that explains the left to a T. What's bugging me is that I have to listen to Ocrazio speak. I know our rights allow that, but that's bugging me that I heard Ocrazio speak again, and I can't say on the radio what I'd like to do, but God bless America.
Yeah, she, look, she's one of the power players, no doubt about it, in the Democrat Party. So, yep.
And she's not going away anytime soon.
It doesn't appear to be the case, does it? And 877-975-9825. Good morning, Tom. What's bugging you?
Yeah, I guess all the on Fox you have all these ads with all these celebrities going out about, you know, prayer and this and that. I'm like, what are you guys? It seems like they did like a focus group and they said, okay, well, a lot of Christians listen to Fox News, watch Fox News. How can we get some of their money? I don't trust them. I don't know if they're genuine or if they're full of it, or if they're just trying to exploit us for caring about other people throughout the world. I mean, I give my money at church. I believe my church is going to distribute it as it's supposed to be and help people. That's what's bugging me. I don't trust the big corporations taking our money. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, all I can tell you is, yeah, they look at if they're going to advertise, where's the biggest bang for their buck? And the Fox viewers are some of the most generous people, and they know that, especially, you know, given a certain cause, you know, helping out veterans and other Christians and stuff like that. So, yep, I don't know, just, you know, everybody has to do their own kind of homework on these things and make sure that the folks are, it's really going to really help the people and not a bunch of it's going to overhead. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for the participation. It was great as usual. Coming up at 8:35, we'll shine the spotlight of valor on another first responder or law enforcement officer. Again, coming up at 8:35, you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Always some growth going on in the Sunshine State, Marion County, no exception, of course. It is 7:35, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And considering a proposal, Marion County Planning and Zoning Commission, owners of Golden Ocala Golf and Equestrian Club and the World Equestrian Center are looking to build a new sports and entertainment complex in Ocala that would feature an arena for concerts and sporting events, all kinds of fields and courts,
wow,
restaurant, hotel, other multi-purpose fields. And so the commission considering that request. This organization asking the county to amend an existing planned unit development for the nearly 4,300-acre site. This would be West State Road 40, just west of Northwest 87th Court Road. As part of the request, the group is seeking to amend two existing planned unit developments known as PUDs in Golden Ocala WEC and Golden Ocala Garcia in order to unify the two PUDs into a consolidated PUD. Such a weird name, isn't it? Planned unit developments. Anyway, so yeah, we'll see how these things, how they progress. But according to a conceptual plan, the new facility would feature an indoor arena capable of housing ice hockey.
There you go.
Greg. Volleyball, basketball, concerts, graduation ceremonies, and other sporting and general events.
Were you expecting me to say Go Blues?
I did.
I thought it in my head. I just didn't have time
to say it. Yeah. No, my son-in-law filled in the blank for you.
I figured.
The complex would also feature multiple baseball fields, soccer stadium, natural grass soccer, football fields, tennis, pickleball courts.
See, I knew that had to be on your list or you wouldn't have done the story.
Mm-hmm.
You'd go, no, this will be a failure without pickleball.
No.
I'm kidding.
No. Earlier this month, Horse Farms Forever, a nonprofit organization dedicated to preserving horse farms in Marion County, issued a public statement of its opposition to the proposed complex. The nonprofit claims the facility runs in direct conflict with agreements previously made by WEC owners to ensure its compatibility with the surrounding horse farm and farmland preservation area. So, not everybody apparently is for it.
But you know, you've kind of seen this a little bit of a common conflict, if you will, of, I guess, a philosophy. I mean, so you've got that group kind of going, nah, we don't really need this. You've got the whole thing with Florida with, well, we don't want these kind of activities in our state parks. I mean, it's kind of a really trying to keep maybe some folks want a purity of their idea, and they kind of don't want it tainted by these other kind of things.
Well, and but you also have to respect property owners' rights as well. You know,
you own,
you invested in property.
Yep.
This person over here, because, you know, nobody raised Cain 10 years ago, you know, you're able to build whatever facility you want. Mm-hmm. And then now, you know, you're ready to develop a parcel that you've invested in. And all of a sudden, everybody's like, no. And I'm just saying that in general terms. I don't know the complete ins and outs and details of these kinds of things. Look, again, you know, can you keep the flavor of this, you know, the horse capital of the world and preserving, you know, these smaller family-type farms and equestrian operations, and also look to the future and the kind of development that's also going to be beneficial to the area. People come in for these events, frankly, and spend a lot of money.
Yep.
But you don't need to, you know, it's not like you're going to have kids in school. You just have this tourist-based kind of dollars coming your way. Whether it's sports tourism or equestrian tourism, it expands on all of those things. To have another concert venue for local people to enjoy sounds reasonable. But again, I don't know all the ins and outs of it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be an ongoing thing, as it really has, probably since the 1920s in Florida.
Yeah.
You know, the development and the debate to keep it, you know, the way we like it versus you know, if you don't grow, you know, you rot. And if you're, you know.
It's interesting to look at the map of when air conditioning came out, though, as far as people who moved here to stay. It's amazing what Florida growth did. It's like, okay, we've got air conditioning. Let's go. Yep.
Well, it's also interesting, too, if you figure out some of the architecture of the earlier stuff pre-air conditioning.
Yeah.
And how they actually built a home considering maybe the direction of the winds, which way the home was facing and things like that, to make it as kind of arable, if you will, as possible.
Makes sense.
Make it, you know,
to
where you could at least inhabit.
Shade is a good thing, and a little breeze doesn't hurt.
But now they don't really consider those things. I mean, when I moved to my first home that we purchased in St. Petersburg years ago, it had central air, but that was added at some after the date the house was built. I believe it was built in the early 1950s. And but I'll tell you one thing it did have.
What's that?
It had a an exhaust fan that went up into the attic.
An attic fan,
and then comes out the soffits and that. And I got to tell you, you could let
that was work.
You could be gone all day. Remember, these are smaller houses. It was probably less than 1,200 square feet. But you come home, and you maybe had the AC on, but really high. Mm-hmm. You know, you put it on like 80. Well, you crank it down, and then you hit that fan.
Man.
And I've got to tell you,
children and animals are not safe when those things kick in.
That's right.
They will suck you in.
But it's almost like, you know, they never consider that I'm aware of, part of building plans for a home. Of course, you can ask for that.
Yeah.
But you never see that as generally as part of it.
They would clear out that hot air, bring in kind of that evening breeze a little bit, if you would. I lived in one house at one point. We had one, and it was like, oh, wow, this is kind of cool. But it really was effective. I kind of forgot about it until you just brought it up.
Yeah, man. I thought it was a great feature that made a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. You know, when you think about the home being built before, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, air conditioning was around and available, but that was usually for, at that point, you know, a little bit wealthier.
It's like your first color TV or remote control when, you know, back in the day. So
yeah, exactly. We were one of the last ones on our block. Not because we were poor or anything, but I guess it just wasn't a priority.
Yeah.
My dad
was frugal, as yours was to a great
extent.
He had to be because
my mom was a stay-at-home mom, and you know, you got bills to pay, and he kept an eye on that stuff. But you know what? We always figured out a way to get a vacation in every year. And
when did you get your first full color television? Do you remember when it was?
It was in the mid 1970s. I want to say maybe 74.
Okay, you beat us a little bit. Because it literally was, I think, it was my senior year in high school.
Wow!
Beat
me.
Which would have been 80.
Yeah.
79, 80. And it was like the whole console, you know, a real console TV.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like nobody's going to go to your house and steal that.
Yeah.
And remote control and color.
Yeah, people use those as safes now.
Yeah, pretty much. Just put a door on that thing and you're good to go.
No, I loved those things that had, some of them had the stereos and the record players in them.
Yeah.
And they were very cool.
Yeah.
And I know some people do like kind of a retro job on those, put in
the modern electronics. You can get a lot of that stuff, and they look the mid-century modern. We went to a friend's house the other day, and it was when we were in Nashville, it was actually, and they had redone their house in the mid-century modern furniture. Our house was built in 65, so if we had wanted to go that way, all that stuff, it's modern, but it looks retro, is pretty cool.
I'll tell you, the old kitchen table that was made with like the Formica, remember that? That was like a revolutionary product. Yeah. I mean, it didn't scar, it didn't, you know, fall apart.
It was childproof,
and then they have like the steel, like the metal, you know, legs on the chairs and all that. And it's funny, it's like you see a set sometimes, and you go, wow, that's cool retro. And then you look at it closer, and you realize it's not retro.
It's the real thing.
That's how long these things last if you take care of them.
A lot of them have some have the silver along the band around the table.
Yep.
And then you're right, the curved legs a lot of times, and the circle in between keeping the legs together.
Remember as a little kid, sometimes you'd stick your fingers up under that metal
thing. Oh, there was a ledge
thing.
There.
Yeah, and sometimes it was cruddy, and you're like, ew.
Because people had spilt things.
Or my sister left a booger on there.
Wow. I'd blame it all on her, too, if I were you.
Sorry, is it breakfast time?
Yes. It was so good until we got under the table.
Her ears are burning now. She goes, if anybody did that, it was you.
That's probably her calling right now.
So, could be. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And single women, they want something. They want you to, you know, if you're on this dating app, there's a certain something they want to hear you do.
Is this family friendly?
Absolutely.
Okay, I was concerned.
Yep.
Okay.
It relates to tool time. Does that help?
Yeah.
All right, I'll explain next on 97.3 The Sky. One of the skills I wished I had learned as a kid, never did.
Yep.
That ability to whistle, that loud whistle. Some people need their fingers to do it. Some people can just do it with just their mouth or whatever. And I never developed that. I could whistle what I would consider well, just as a regular whistle. But I noticed the last few times I tried, that goes away, maybe as a skill set or an ability.
See, that one I can do. The other one, never learned.
Never had the loud one.
Never could do it.
I always thought it was cool when, like, you know, because I always liked the tomboy girls, you know, and I always thought it was cool when they could do that loud whistle. I'm like, wow. And people try to, you know, teach me when you're younger. You know how kids will always try to teach other kids. And I never could get it. I don't know. I don't know. Can every single person acquire that skill set if they work hard enough?
See, I don't know, because there's a lot of, it's like the whole curling your tongue. Some people can or cannot do that genetically.
You know, somebody's like a speech therapist probably would know the answer, the definitive answer.
Can everyone do the loud whistle or not?
I wonder if that's an AI. Should we ask AI?
I don't believe anything AI. And if you just do the search, it gives you a lot, because it just searches what's out
there. Let me do AI.
I've gotten wrong information so many times doing that. Just saying.
If every person works hard enough, can they learn how to whistle loudly?
Boy, that's a lot of words. I always keep it simple.
Generating. While dedication and practice are key to learning how to whistle loudly, it's not universally guaranteed for everyone due to some factors that may affect the ability to whisper. Here's why. Whistling is a learned skill. People aren't born knowing how to whistle. It takes learning and practice to control the shape of the mouth, tongue position, and airflow to produce a sound. Then there's individual variation. Everyone's mouth is different. Some people may need more practice to find the specific technique that works for them. Then there's technique and experimentation. Several techniques for whistling, including lip whistling, tongue whistling, finger whistling. Trying different approaches and experimenting with mouth and tongue positions can help individuals discover the method that works best. Then there's consistent practice, underlying medical conditions.
Okay, so the real answer, the real question needs to be, can everyone finger whistle or tongue whistle? Because that's the real question you were looking for.
Huh. Well,
not all the other stuff.
I guess it's, they said dedication and practice are key, but it's not universally guaranteed for everyone.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So some people just can't do it.
I just never learned. I don't know.
All right. Did I tell you that the ceasefire is over? They're back at it again? This is unbelievable.
That's crazy. I really thought it was going to be good. I really did.
No, you're not talking about Iran Israel. No, we're talking about Trump and Musk. It's back on.
I thought that was good, too.
I mean, like two hockey players who just look at each other, skate in a small semicircle, and then drop their gloves and lock in. And then you grab that one guy's jersey up over his and kind of lock his arms up.
Oh, yeah.
Bam! Uppercuts. That's what Trump and Musk are doing.
Yeah, went to a fight the other night. The hockey game broke out.
Did it? Yeah. How disappointing.
Yeah, I know.
President Trump threatened to unleash Elon Musk's brainchild, Doge. Ooh. He's using his own trained dog, little doggy Doge, against him. There's something not right about that.
It seems wrong.
You know, Trump just did a pretty compelling interview. Apparently, he was tired. It was after a long day. He sat down with Maria Bartiromo from Fox Business, and he did a great interview, and he was very friendly toward Elon. Oh, I'm sure he's going to be successful, whatever he does and all that. And it seemed like there was no animus there. They were good, right? Apparently not. I'm not sure exactly when this happened, but he said, Elon Musk knew long before he so strongly endorsed me for president that I was strongly against the EV mandate. The president posted this on Truth Social earlier this morning. It is ridiculous and was always a major part of my campaign. Electric cars are fine, but not everyone should be forced to own one.
Right.
And, yeah, listen, he goes on. He says, Elon may get more subsidy than any human being in history by far, and without subsidies, Elon would probably have to close up shop and head back home to South Africa. Really?
I think that's Trump kind of being Trumpy and dramatic there just a little bit, though.
No more rocket launches, satellites, or electric car production, and our country would save a fortune. Wow. So is he saying that Elon is kind of a net loss for the U.S.?
I don't know. Or he's just trying to make a... I don't know.
He doubled down on the threat. Trump said that he may turn Doge. Go get him, boy. Imagine that.
Man, wouldn't that be ironic?
I mean, I mean, think about it. Elon trained this little Doge dog. He trained it from a pup. He brings him to the White House and unleashes him on this fat spending. Eat that fat. Eat that waste, boy. Everything's going along well. Now the president's going to use Doge dog against Elon Musk. Yeah, that's that's a little turnabout there, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
He said, perhaps we should have Doge take a good hard look at this. It would sound like this. Unleash the hounds!
But sometimes Trump does that with no real intent of doing anything.
But why?
He makes points. He makes a point with someone in his little fights that go on sometimes.
Well,
he does that.
Yeah, here's what the source of all that is. Musk had to open his pie hole and criticize Trump's backed big, beautiful bill. Now,
he's done that before.
Anybody who knows about the big, beautiful bill and Donald Trump, this is a love affair.
That's his baby.
It's a love affair. Yeah, exactly. And you're saying, big, beautiful baby, that thing is ugly. It's got warts on it. It's like a giant zit with pus coming out of it.
Still breakfast time, Bob.
Oh, sorry. Still too far. Let me reel that back in.
Yep. But you don't call somebody's baby ugly, even if you think it is.
Right. Especially I know that. It would tell Elon.
Well, he doesn't have a filter either.
Either. Really?
Compared to Trump, I meant.
What's he trying to say? Yeah. All right. We've got a lot more to talk about coming up on the Bob Rose Show. We've got more headlines. Oh, I got to do that. What women are asking for online. Let me do that next on 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.